We've got a very special guest.
We do have a very special guest. He's one of our favourite people, not just in Hobart, but in the whole of Tasmania. The leader, the king of Bonnerong Wildlife Sanctuary. That can only be one man. Of course, that man, Greggy Irons. Greggy, welcome, buddy.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. How you going?
We're going all right. Now, Greg, this was the... We was talking off air, and you really wanted, like, a big intro. You wanted, like, a song and dance to bring you in. Was that big enough, or it could have been a bit longer?
Well, one of your favourite people in Tasmania, it's only a small part of Australia. I don't know. Maybe could have gone Australia. Look, I've got to be honest. You wake up in the morning excited for a new day. You open your diary, and you just go, oh, yeah, radio interview, fantastic. Open the link. Oh, Jimmy, no.
Well, that's why I'm here, just to bring the,
well,
level
that's the thing.
Up
at least there's only one of the clowns this morning. I'm really, really glad you're here, just to intelligent things up a bit. You two could
have a proper chat. I just might head off and rip into these pies. All right, Greggy, let's talk about Bonnerong. Mate, things are a little bit difficult last year, but coming out the other side, of course, moving in with things opening up, how is Bonnerong going?
Yeah, it's been a struggle. We're not going to lie. I think everyone in tourism's felt it, and really great to see some of the accommodation places getting a bit of business now. And look, Tasmanians have been fantastic. They're getting out and about supporting Tasmanians, and that's great. But of course, for products that rely on an international market, you just don't realise how much you rely on it, I think. So yeah, look, we're all just sitting it out and waiting. And look, I did not think that I would miss extremely loud laughing Americans running all over the sanctuary going, oh my God, but I just can't wait for them to be back. Yeah.
Is it something about the splendour of the animals that we have, not just in Australia, but here in Tassie, and people from international, just they don't even know these animals exist until they come into somewhere like Bonnerong?
That's right. I'm always saying to our guys, you know, I think let's have a critical look at our animals. To us, we see them every day, they're normal. They are not normal animals. Have a look at a kangaroo. That has got to be the last animal made on the planet. You know, we've only got this set of arms left, so I think they were meant for the Tyrannosaurus Rex. No, we'll put them on here. Absolutely. They're ridiculous. Echidnas. You know, so we are very lucky to have such a unique set of wildlife, and, you know, it's important to remember that, and we're constantly reminded of that by our international guests. So, you know, hopefully they're keeping a close eye on us and planning trips for the future, and we'll get them back soon.
Absolutely.
Hopefully those international visitors aren't too far away for you, Greg, but our local community and our wider Australian community have really rallied around you in this tough time.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think for Tasmanians particularly that have come along to support us, I think they come along to support us because of the work that we do. You know, I mean, a lot of Tasmanians have got this wildlife in their backyard, so, you know, coming to see them is not the biggest attraction, but that's what we've been so impressed with is how people have rallied. And, you know, I think it's really brought out the best in the community spirit. You know, you really realise that Tasmanians will look after Tasmanians.
One of my favourite things about Bonnerong as well, Greg, is the characters that you have out there in terms of the animals. They've all got names, they've all got little quirks. Who have we got out there? Remind us who have we got out there at the moment at the Bonnerong, because the thing is, it's not just going out there to see animals who have, I mean, some of them have gone through a bit of a tough time, and you guys have got the hospital out there, work to get them back to a healthy position. But they've got names, and they've got characters, and they've got personalities. This is my favourite thing about Bonnerong.
That's right. I think people will recognise a personality on a dog or on a cat very quickly, and they don't realise that all animals have got personalities. We've got kangaroos that are cheeky, you know, we've got devils that are obviously aggressive, that are shy, that are friendly, that steal things out of your pockets, and, you know, so yeah, the personalities are amazing. And of course, because a lot of them can't be released, you know, echidnas with three legs and tawnies with one eye, a lot of the special ones stay with us, so it's a very special school for very special people at Bonnerong. But with that comes a really unique opportunity to get to know an animal over a long time, and I'm constantly amazed how many of our friends from all over the world just check in to go, hey, how's Randall the echidna? No, how are you going, Greg? It's just, oh, yeah, from Bonnerong. How's Randall the echidna? Oh, yeah, good.
I think that's one thing that we as a community perhaps forget is it is all about the animals, of course, but you're a major employer of the community here in southern Tasmania, mate. How many people have you got working out there?
Yeah, look, 50 staff. It's just amazing. We sort of look at it and go, well, we started with six and only two full-time, and it's just amazing how quickly it's grown. But the need for that's there because, unfortunately, the wildlife needs the help. So only about a third of those staff work in the tourism area each day, but it's the tourism that obviously funds the outside work. But, you know, a massive shout-out to the community because the rescue service are all community volunteers. And you know what I'm going to ask you next, Nathan?
Which one's that?
Done the rescue training yet, mate?
You know it's in my diary. It is in my diary. We're supposed to go today, but Jimmy's sick.
Basically, choose the people who really care about wildlife. Wildlife have come along to do the training. They're out there helping save these animals. And there are others that just roll over when an animal needs help.
I'll see an animal rolling over and go, oh, I've got the perfect guy. Greg, I need you to come down here and help.
Speed doll.
I'm sitting here at the Brighton Bakehouse looking at the Hit 100.9 car parked up on the sidewalk here showing off.
Yeah.
I'm going, look, someone who parks like that is probably one of the people hurting the wildlife in the first place as they drive around. I'm not sure. A little bit of work to do.
Oh, Greggy, one last thing I did want to ask. Of course, I mean, international travel not happening has been something that's really hurt the business. With New Zealand flights opening up again, this must be something that you guys are looking forward to, something that's going to help the business as well.
Yeah, really excited. Well, yeah. What a great opportunity. I mean, New Zealand's so close, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we forget that when we've got people coming from all over the world. So, and look, obviously the big thing for us is they don't have any animals. So, of course, when they come here, they want to see something. So it's fantastic. They've got some great birds and the possums that we gave them that they really dislike. So we'll just put the possums out the back, I think, when they come to visit. But, yeah, really excited to have our friends from New Zealand here. And again, it's a real partnership with them in so many ways. Really, you know, we should work together as much as we can unless we're playing cricket. That's about how
it goes. Absolutely. Well, if you are listening and you've just landed on a flight from Auckland, make sure you get out to Bonnerong Wildlife Sanctuary. Greggy Irons, friend of the show, we appreciate you coming on, giving me a little bit of stick. And you know what? I'll pass it on. I'll pass on the feedback to Jimmy as well. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll just call him. I don't care if he's asleep or sick. I'll get him. No worries.
Thank you,
thanks,
Greg.
Thanks, gents. Have a good day.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.